بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this chapter, that in our nafil ibadat, there should be moderation. And that nafil ibadat is loved, that even if it is little, but it is continuous. Not that on certain occasions we do a lot of ibadat and afterwards nothing. It must be all the time, even if it is little, that is left very much loved by Allah Ta'ala. And of course we must remember, this is in nafil ibadat, extra ibadat. And generally we don't make nafil ibadat. Our zuhr, 12 rakat, the last two nafils, most of us don't read. Asr, 8 rakat, the first four sunnats, many of us don't read. Isha, 17 rakat, the last four, many of us don't read. We should read all that. If that is the case of the nafils which are with the faras, then we can well imagine the other nafils, how many we make of them. So Allah give us tawfiq. And in that we should have moderation. And this what is mentioned, which has come, this is the minimum. This is not moderation. This is the minimum. Moderation is, like we read of that lady who had fastened a string to keep her awake, that she doesn't fall asleep. And of the three people who came to the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they said that we will make, one of them said, whole night I'll make ibadat. Other one said, every day I'll keep roza. The other one said, I won't get married, I'll just make ibadat. So that is what is called extremism. And that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped from that. Other explanations we have, that in the hadith it is come, the person who does not do these things, doesn't get married for example, and he just makes ibadat, that is like the Christians, the nuns and the monks who don't get married. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is not of me. That is, means that he does not follow my teaching and he is not my follower. And in this we should be very, very worried also, that on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam will be giving water from the pond of Kawthar, then he will see some of his followers, ummati. He will make them up by the marks of wuzu, the shining faces, hands, legs. And they will want to be coming to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the malaika, the angels will be chasing them away. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will in fact say, come, come. Then the malaika will say, oh Allah's Nabi, you don't know how they brought new things in your religion. They changed your religion. So we must be very careful, though we might have the shining faces from wudu, but we will be still chased away. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, will be saying, Sohkan, Sohkan, get out from here, get out from here. Just imagine if that had to be said to us. So therefore, all new things in religion, we must shun them completely. And the great value is for those who follow the sunnah properly. Allah give us all tawfiq. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, and Usman ibn Ma'zun radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were the three sahaba described in this hadith. Further explanation, the hadith reinforces the balanced and natural system of Islam and in fact of life, and of Islam also, as opposed to other religions such as Christianity. There they go to totally wrong extremes. It's just natural and a need of a man to get married and have a woman in his life. For a woman to get married and have a man in her life. Allah did not make this what they go and live in their monasteries, and they don't get married, nuns don't get married, monks don't get married, and they go and live in the monasteries. That is a total wrong thing, or not, even Christianity doesn't teach that also. So they do all that, and that in Islam is not permitted at all. Must follow the natural life of a human being, getting married, etc., having children, all that. Islam does not advocate monasticism, rather it encourages marriage that allows a person to counter lustful desires and to foster chastity. That when you get married, you have a wife, and then you can fulfill your lust, your desires also. And there will be chastity, that you, what lust you had, what desires you satisfied them. Now other people, other women will be saved. And if you don't get opportunity to fulfill your desire, then you'll look for it wherever you can. And you'll fall into haram, and the whole of society will be corrupted. So that is not the way of Islam at all. Islam teaches get married also and fulfill that those duties and rights. And in fact, Islam has taught that a married man's ibadat sawab is double that of a person who is not married, because he has got other responsibilities also. And of course, that is what condition, that is fulfilling those other responsibilities. And for all his ibadat, he gets double the reward of those who are not married, because they don't have additional responsibilities. The tremendous sacrifice and worship of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and pious predecessors should serve as an inspiration for us. And we must say, today we don't make nafal ibadat. We should see the nafal ibadat like for Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh has written the book Akabir ke Ramadan, how the elders spend Ramadan. So all that should be an inspiration for us. We should not take the wrong meaning of these ahadith and say that we are taught not to make lot of ibadat. We are making no ibadat. Lot of ibadat means when a person goes well over the extremes, then he must be curbed. But for us, this does not apply at all. These should not make us despondent, nor should they lead us to form unrealistic goals. When we read of our elders, how much they made ibadat, all the time in the history of Islam, Allah has chosen those bandas of his and bandis of his who make a lot of ibadat. So that should be an inspiration to us. And we should strive in that way. And we must not set unrealistic goals. Then a person will become despondent, a person will give up, he can't manage so much, he will give it up very quickly. We should strive to perform what Allah Ta'ala desires from us in proportion to our abilities and circumstances. How much we can do, we must do. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah only charges a person with a duty, how much he can do. So we should try. And in this, there is great encouragement in the Quran Sharif. Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And when you have completed your other duties, and your duties of deen, then now get free for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately today, when a person reaches like, he's got some free time, then we go to the TV, we put the TV on. That is totally haram and wrong. We should, whatever little free time we have, we should spend it in the ibadat of Allah. We have, in fact, we make free time for us in the year, and we go to kuffar resorts, etc. And there even our farz, we don't make our farz also properly. Just quickly, just make the farz and that is finished. Whereas actually, well, we should make free time, especially free our time in Ramadan, in which then we can make much more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness to prepare for our eternal life of the akhirah. At tahajjud time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should wake up Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and tell her, get up now, make the zikr of Allah, remember Allah, maut is coming, rajifa has come already, rajifa is coming, so prepare how much you can for akhirat, make more and more effort, that should be our aspiration. And when we go, we can't even imagine those limits, where we are going to reach those limits, then we will have to be told, now you are overdoing it. But that is very, very far, and we can't even imagine reaching that level. We aren't even doing the basics. We must make effort and for the eternal life of the akhirah. On the other hand, somebody tells us about dunya something, so much so, unfortunately, in Ramadan, at night after Taraweeh, some soccer tournament. some paddle tennis, all these terrible things that we have time for. But for ibadat of Allah, we don't have. And nobody says that you're overdoing your dunya. You are falling in haram in your dunya. That we haven't got a problem with. But just a person wants to make a little bit more ibadat, now you are overdoing it. You are fanatic now. You're just overdoing it too much. Allah give us proper understanding to understand our deen, the purpose of our life, and the object of our life, which is akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.